just working out and stuff, getting in shape. Basically, went hard during the practice all last week, and just a little time off to let the knee heal a little bit more. You know, you can't always be grinding on it 24/7 coming off an injury. You got to let it heal. You got to hit it hard and then let it heal. So, no setbacks. Improving every single week. Feeling better since the time off, so it's going well.
So, was it a mix of rest and hard work?
Definitely. I mean, you guys all know how it is when you got something, you can't just keep going on it. You got to let your body heal. You got to let your body rest and recover. So. It was a good week, and now I'm back to this week, going hard, getting that back at it.
Was you being able to have a contact and getting in there with the guys?
What's up?
Are you closer to being able to get in there?
Closer every single day. Closer every single day to getting in there with the team, getting in there, getting some contact. So just talking to the trainers. We don't have a set date with that or anything, just taking it day by day, and we'll see how tomorrow goes. Just improving every day to get back out there and start hitting.
How do you measure your right on schedule? Is that pretty much what you're being told?
We really don't have a schedule all set and planned, but our schedule is just to get better every single week, every single day, and that's what's been going on. I'm feeling good out there, and just got to keep on improving.
How do you measure when you're going through reps? They probably tell you, hey, go 70%, go 80%. How do you measure and make sure you don't go 82%? I mean, how the hell does that work?
No, I'm not out here running routes or anything at like 80%. As you can see, I'm just running out there. I'm going full speed in the drills I'm doing, but they're just limiting the drills I can do from the contact. So going full speed out there on the routes on air, on all my routes. And when I can start getting contact, ease into it a little bit, but most likely when I get clear to do contact, it'll be full go too.
You feel you're like getting better every day?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I probably said that 20 times already.
At what point do you start to think about week one and whether you can go or not?
That's a while away, week one, about a month away. So right now, just making sure I take one step at a time. Can't really think of ahead. Just got to make sure I do what I do right now. So then when the time comes, I'm ready to go.
Do you think you're in the ballpark for that?
My plan is obviously to be in the ballpark when it comes time to it.
Not being able to go to Virginia or what have you, how has your patience improved over time here?
It was good. I mean, my body kind of needed it. The knee kind of needed it, so that rest when they went to Virginia. Now the team played well, went a while on the trip, and I was back with just the trainers. Now I'm working, getting my knee stronger, letting it heal. So, yeah, it was good stuff and good progress.
What do you take away from those one-on-one sessions with Darrell out there?
It's good just to have a defender out there instead of just running all my routes on air right now. To have break off a guy right in front of you, just like it's a game. You got to break off the guy, break off the defender. But having Darrell out there giving me a little contact a little bit, pushing me on my routes, just making me a better player out there as of right now.
Is he doing stuff or is he just kind of offering resistance for you while you're going through?
It's basically more of a drill for me, but he's definitely learning too, I would say. Just breaking a little bit, but he's not going like full out. It's just to help me out, get me back adjusted to having a defender out there in front of me.
Alrighty. You say you're getting better every day. Have you gotten better since you get to say 20 times that you've gotten better every day?
Yeah.
While you're standing.
Yeah. Getting better every second. Taking a second at a time now. Alrighty. Thank you guys.
Thanks, bro.
Thanks, bro.
Yep.